Hi, this is Rama, and you're listening to Empowered Talks, the podcast show that empowers people to find their voice through self-discovery. Follow the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng iyong podcast, and Empowered Talks is also available on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. On this episode, I invited Coach Reza Custodio Soriano, and we will talk about how owning our shame, vulnerability, and authenticity can help us live an empowered life. And here is the full episode. Hi, Coach Reza. Thank you so much for being on the show. Welcome to Empowered Talks.
Thank you so much, Roma, for having me here in Empowered Talks podcast. It's a pleasure to be here with you and to be here for all your listeners.
I want to start my question with, what is your take or your point of view when it comes to perfectionism? And do you have like any history with the word perfectionism?
Oh my goodness, I love this question because that's one of the crutches that I had years ago. Probably, yeah, in my 20s and early 30s. I was struggling with perfectionism because I felt the pressure to always perform or always be the best. I don't know if it had anything to do about my being the eldest, or was it because the environment that I grew up with was highly competitive, or was it because in my work environment back then in corporate, it was always about delivering results. And if you did not do things excellently or perfectly, or you did not do it well, there was, at least for me, back then, there was always this fear of being reprimanded, being thought of as not good enough, or being judged as not qualified, and not being good enough for the task, for the role, for the expectations. And another one was disappointing other people, especially people in authority.
Yes.
Dami kong nasabi, no?
I'm like a bubble, figure na. Yes, I can really resonate to what you're saying. Kasi I don't know if it's also a factor na babae tayo that we have to double prove ourselves, especially if your work is on sales, marketing. We're juggling a lot of things, and then slight mistake, it will cost you a lot of things. Marami kang madidisappoint, may hindi mai-impress sa'yo, and therefore feeling mo it's holding you back, it's holding your career back. But then you thought it before na hindi magaling ako eh. Pero bakit hindi ako?
Yes, yung parang alam ko naman na magaling ako pero bawal magkamali. Or makakahiyang magkamali. Or dapat hindi magkamali, or dapat parating tama. And while I'm speaking right now, Roma, I'm wondering why. Maybe that is also why women might also have this general feeling that they always have to be right. In relationships, di ba? Parang
yes.
The women are always right. Or parang happy wife, happy life. Kasi the husband has to always agree and comply to the wife who is always right. I have a feeling it's related to that one.
Oh,
trying to prove yourself, or trying to project this image of being the best kind of daughter, sister, boss,
mother, diba?
Mother, right? So it could be all interrelated, and that can be very. It might seem, striving for the best, striving for excellence and perfectionism might be seen as good, but it actually is mentally and emotionally draining.
While I was in my corporate years way, way back, 10 years ago, I also carry the word, I'm a perfectionist, as if it's a positive thing.
Yeah, it was a bad describe. Right?
Oh. Like, di ba when HR asks you, oh, what's your strength? Oh, I'm a perfectionist. Oh, I like to be on top of things. Yun yung lagi yung sinasabi. I'm in control of things.
Yeah. So yun. I like the words, that the examples that you gave. So it's like being on top of things, being in control, or for example, very good attention to detail, or meticulosa. Di ba? those are they're good things, but to a fault. To a fault. Because I will say this, Nano. Perfectionism and trying to be always on top and on control of things, they're very masculine. Being on top, top dog. Control, that's again very masculine. That's why for females, to all there's even if this there's this desire to always be in control or always wanting to control others, situations, processes, right? It's good up to a certain point only, but after the long tail effect or the long term effect can be very, again, exhausting or unnatural or draining for a woman.
So imagine if you are, say, for example, in your job, you're a perfectionist, you're very detailed, and then in your personal life, you're also the same. Parang gusto mo na lang, wait lang, pwede magpahinga. Then yeah, maybe you've yeah. been like that for the longest time, and then year five, you suddenly you don't, parang na-depress ka na, or I may be using the wrong words, but maybe you felt na naubos ka na, you're spread out thin, because you know you keep making sure that you're on top of things, you're making sure that you're in control. And coach, that will lead me to my next question, which is, bakit sa tingin mo, especially us Filipinos, why are we so afraid to be seen as imperfect, like may flaws? When I was growing up, my mother would always tell us, kasi we are girls, like three girls and one boy. But of course, syempre, minsan when you laugh, diba, hindi naman kami pinalaki sa ano eh, sa palas ng UK, diba? Hindi naman kami prim and proper. I mean, there are times when you're...
Hindi kami tawa.
Hindi kami ganyan.
It's horrible.
Yeah, basically yun nga. Yung nanay ko sasabihin niya, grabe kayo makatawa. Sabihin na lang na kapitbahay. There's always that, parang...
Anong sasabihin nila, right?
Yes. Hindi ka ba nahihiya? Baka sabihin ng ibang tao, hindi ka pinalaki ng magulang mo ng tama. Hindi ka ba nahihiya? There's always that phrase. As Filipinos, takot tayong makita na, uy, may flaw yan. Hindi yan perfect.
Okay. That even that line na, yung hindi ka ba nahihiya sa ginagawa mo? Or yung mga, anong sasabihin ni kapitbahay? Anong sasabihin ng mga lola mo? Anong sasabihin ng mga tita mo? Or whatever. Nako, Roma, this conversation is multi-layer, na multi-factor, okay? Because a lot of it stems from shame or hiya in Filipino. So ang hiya has many dimensions to it, right? There's nakakahiya, napahiya, pinahiya. There are different dimensions and, depends on what you say, diba? You can imagine what all of it is about. It's about saving face. It's about saving face and looking good in the eyes of people. So it's not always about perfectionism, but it is what will I look in the eyes of others? Or how will I come across in the eyes of others? In the light of hiya, there's also the fear of judgment. Diba? The fear of being talked about behind your back. The fear of chismis. Ang daming dimensions yan eh. And a lot of it really is coming from the older generations of what will others say. So ang dami ko nang na-coach na babae. Many of the fears are that one. What will my parents say? What will my family say? What will my boss say, my peers? It's always what others think. And I used to be in that situation as well. I was very so much in that place where I couldn't do what I wanted to do because I was afraid of disappointing my parents. I was afraid of what they would say. And what would always ring in my ears at that time was the voice of my mother saying, anong sasabihin ni tita mo, lola mo, etc., etc. So that's when it hit me. It's the voice and fear of my mom.
And then pinaproject sa'yo.
Yes, right? So yung mga, kung malaman lang nila na ganito kang klaseng babae, mga whatever, label dyan. That's when I saw through all the bullshit. that's when I saw through all the smokes and mirrors and realized, hindi yan issue ko, issue nila. Issue ng generation nila. Issue ng mga fears nila that would overcome them, right? And that would make them afraid. Kaya marami dun sa older generations ang very closed off or maybe in their comfort zone. Hindi pa uso nun yung get out of your comfort zone and step into your courage zone. That's not so much in their generation. It was more of maybe yung mga younger Gen Xers pababa.
And they can't speak their mind then, diba? It's either they are not allowed or they are afraid to speak what's on their mind.
Yes, right? Because again, what? Fear of reprimand. Fear of being outcast. Fear of being criticized, rejected. It stems from a lot of fear. And ito, Roma, dadagdag ko lang, no? Shame in particular. Shame is very much tied to, for women at least, ha? So for the women listeners out there, shame is also very tied to the identity of a woman. When I say it's very tied to an identity of a woman, it's I cannot do this because, or if I do this, they might, or I might fail, I might be seen as a rebel, I might be seen as not good enough. So a lot of the shame amplifies an identity, a woman that would attach or label upon herself.
I hope that our listeners are realizing this also na factor talaga that you are female. And I also remember I was watching this documentary. Actually, it's a series in Netflix where they explained why women would speak paulit-ulit and on minsan nilalakasan yung boses. It's because most of the time, women, when we speak, hindi naman tayo agad nire-recognize. So you have to repeat yourself.
That's another thing. It's women, regardless of culture, so hindi lang mga Pinoy, yung not being seen, not being heard.
Yes, oo.
So that's all under this whole umbrella of a false identity called I'm invisible. Hindi naman ako pinapansin, hindi naman ako importante, hindi naman ako binibigyan ng halaga, hindi naman ako as important as ganyan in comparison to another person. Ay nako, this is like one big topic.
Oh, grabe, no? It opens up a kind of
Pandora's box. We can just go deep digging into the rabbit hole talking about all of this shame that's happening in the culture of not just Filipinos but in the culture of being a woman.
Sabi, aaminin mong may flaws ka. It's a battle with yourself, eh, no? Diba? Parang, especially the younger years, na alam mong gusto mo, ang dami mong gustong i-prove sa mundo. When you say or when you accept na ando ka na sa door na, sige na nga, hindi ako perfect. Pero pasok self-doubt, pasok yung hiya, which is our topic today. Tapos I feel, for some reason, you feel unworthy, eh, of the good things in life. Therefore, you settle. Which is, I hate. Ayoko ng word na yun. Ayoko ng word na yun. I'm settling for this kasi I feel ito lang ang pwede sa akin, eh.
Ito lang ang pwede. Ito lang ang kaya. Lang dito lang ako.
Oo. Bakit pa ako hihingi ng iba, eh? Ito lang naman ako.
Yeah. Well, that one naman kasi that kind of thinking is also related to the, again, no? The I'm invisible, and to show yourself or bring yourself forward is seen as aggressive or not becoming of a woman, or a woman's place is only here versus the men, for example, or it's unbecoming. I remember one of my issues before, that's why I could not do what I wanted to do. There was a lot of, ate ka pa naman, dapat hindi ka ganyan.
May pressure pa, di ba? Oo.
Dahil ate ka at babae pa man din, dapat ganito, ganyan, dan ganyan, whatever. Number one, number two, number three, number four. Again, no, it was always expectations of others or always rules that were set by other people, and maybe because those rules were imposed upon them by their own parents or persons of authority or their own clan, whoever that was. So when I also recognize that one, I'm like, ate ka pa naman, dapat ganito. According to whom?
Oo, kanino, sino yung mga yan? Sino yung mga nagsasabing, ate ka pa naman?
For the eldest female, thou shall not ganyan, ganyan. Wala! There is nothing that has those rules or dictates that those rules are true and absolute and must be followed to a T. So when I also recognize that one, I'm like, those are the rules of whoever, but that's not the way I want to live my life.
Kailan nyo na-realize na, alam mo, pwede kong baguhin to, na I can, you know, switch it off and, you know, be the person that I am, babae, strong-willed, assertive, I can speak my mind. When did you realize na, wait, I can do this?
This is me.
Yes.
I realized that hindi pa uso yung song na This Is Me. So that dawned on me. So ang so this is how I'm going to put it, no. All of those realizations did not happen in one night. Right? Yung things that were holding me back as a panganay, na babae, na breadwinner, na single, na tumatanda na, single pa rin. Okay, so my eureka moments were unfolding one after the other. It first began 2010 when I first got into personal development, into that industry. I started attending all these leadership seminars, all this wokeness, diba? Self-awakening workshops and seminars. That's why naging seminarista ako, seminar junkie. I would, you know, enroll left and right in all these courses just to help in the unraveling and the shedding of who I was not. So it was not just one definitive event in my life. Kumbaga, marami akong napagdaan ng life coaching. Life coaching episodes and weeks and months of unpeeling the old layers, the old lies, and the old limitations until I became who I am. And I think the ultimate one was, to cap it all off, was when I underwent Creatrix. When I became a transformologist, that one talagang parang peeled off all the remaining layers and talagang feeling ko talagang
reborn ito.
100%. Ang dami kong rebirth, actually, Roma. Marami akong rebirth episodes. And I think it was designed that the Lord designed it that way, that it had to be it. Because one realization led to one decision, which again revealed another thing that I had to shed and then move forward ulit. Kasi transformation and growth is not linear. It can be in left. Can be left to right, up and down, loop the loop. So, but my journey started 12 years ago.
Ang ganda lang kasi the process, hindi siya biglaan. And I think that's also one important thing to remind our listeners, that when you are transforming or when you are changing something, it's not an overnight decision. Hindi mo pwedeng gawin ng biglaan, because maraming tatamaan sa buhay mo, eh, di ba? Personal life mo, corporate life mo, others, your relationship with your friends, with the circle around you, madami, eh, finances included, and yeah, they should also be patient about it. And i-assume ko na, coach, that when you were undergoing that transformation, hindi naman like what you see or yung projection mo sa sarili mo, like, ah, ito, dire-diretso siya. I'm very sure may mga challenges within those years of 12 years.
Yeah. Because again, no, there were a lot, like what you did mention, there were a lot of points of consideration. And looking back at those detours or stoplights that I was hitting in my life before doing major leaps and bounds forward to another chapter, to another phase. A lot of, so I'm not just speaking for myself, but I'm also speaking for a lot of women whom I've helped. A lot of the things that I noticed was really the overthinking part. And the overthinking, overprocessing part comes from this desire of, wanting again control. Wanting to always be in control. And yung pagkasigurista. Pagkasigurista. So parang, I was not allowing myself to be vulnerable 100%. I was not allowing myself to be vulnerable, allow the mistakes to happen, allow the... It was that meron pa rin moments of guardedness, of ito ba or yan? O sigurado ba? But those things actually changed when I became more trusting and when I became more surrendered, if I may say this. No, this might not be part of our topic, but when I learned to surrender more to what God wants sa buhay ko. Dati, alam ko lang yan sa utak ko eh. What does it mean to surrender? Surrender, ano ba yun? For ang dami mga nagtatanong, ano ba yung sabihin ng surrender? Paano mo magagawin yun? So, for many years, it was just a mental exercise for me. Like, I know it in my head, but I couldn't fully live it out in my life. But when I really fully embraced what it means to be surrendered, nako, it can strip away a lot of the negative energy and drama from one's life. Even the desire to be controlling or wanting to know everything in my life, I let it go. And things became easier. Things became easier and actually more things started to flow in my life better. Pero teka, nalilihis na tayo.
Na-amaze ako sa mga stories ni Coach Reza. But I love how everything falls into right places when you allow your faith, your vulnerability. And of course, we acknowledge naman that a lot of us, hindi lang naman iisa yung pinapaniwalaan natin. But as long as you have your faith, and yun nga, coming back to our topic, which is vulnerability. I think vulnerability, gusto ko yung sinabi mo, Coach, kanina na, may fear eh. Counterpart siya, di ba? Sigurista ka kasi takot ka. Sigurista ka. Ayaw mong mag-let go kasi feeling mo baka maging masira yung buhay mo the moment.
Yun ang kinatatakutan ng marami, ha?
Yes.
Yung baka masira yung buhay or babalik mo sa baka magkamali.
Mm-mm.
Or baka hindi maibalik. Yung mga ganyang haka-haka or hinala. Filipino words talaga, no? But it is imagined kasi. Again, ha, I will use the word ini-imagine or gumagawa ng kung ano-anong stories or scenario sa utak. But when I ask my clients, out of all the scenarios and probabilities that you have imagined or thought of in your head, how many of them actually came true? And more often than not, Roma, when they respond to me, they go,
none. Tapos naubos na yung isang taon mo kakaisip na. Tapos,
yes,
alam mo,
yes.
Hindi ka na nakapag-decide. Tapos, nakalagpas na yung, yung chance sa'yo.
Because, I know, right? Nakalagpas na yung chance. Or before you know it, there's another candle on your birthday cake, right? Before you know it, malakam sa kalendaryo, di ba? Et cetera, et cetera.
Over the past years, Coach, we keep hearing nga yung term vulnerability, or they say embrace your vulnerability. Pero ano nga ba ang ibig sabihin when we say embrace your shame and your vulnerability? Kasi parang medyo nakakagulantang yung word na vulnerability. Tagalogin natin. So it's more, understanding for the people na nakikinig dito or nanonood nitong natin.
We said shame was in Filipino, maraming dimensions of hiya, no? Vulnerability, yung magpakatotoo ka dun sa kung sino ka talaga or kung anong meron ka talaga. Okay? So, why is vulnerability a scary word or a scary thing for a lot of people? Men and women, actually, not just for the women, no? Because vulnerable has attached to it a sense of rawness. When I say rawness, hindi yung pagkahilaw, okay? Iba yun. Rawness is more on, okay. It's like you're exposing yourself, flaws and all. You're exposing yourself, the ugliness of it all.
The weakness.
And that, the weakness, the flaws, the imperfectedness. Right? So that goes back again to, nakakatakot siya kasi, why? Again, you ask yourself, what is so scary about you revealing your past or your situation or your whatever drama it is that you have in your life? What's so bad about it when you just admit it to, when you admit to yourself, number one, and admit it to others? It goes back to shame. It goes back to fear of judgment. Again, ulit na naman yan, fear of what other people will say, fear of what other people will think about you or talk about you behind your back. Babalik na naman siya doon. And being vulnerable actually can have its, ito nga eh, it can have its ugly side because it doesn't look beautiful or it doesn't look perfect. But that is also the beauty and power of vulnerability. Being vulnerable means acknowledging na kung sino ako, eto ako, but it's not stopping there. So for example, aminin ko, nagkamali ako when I went into this relationship, when I made this decision about my career or about my money or about my relationships in the family. And then what?
That's important. That and then what? Yeah. Because if you stop lang doon sa, nagkamali ako eh. Ano, period. That's different.
Kasi, di ba, nagkamali ako, nakakahiya. Ang dami mga kahihiyan ng buhay ko, right? Like ako, sasabihin ko, ang dami kong mga nakakahiyang things that I have done in my life. Especially when it came to relating with the opposite sex or having relationships or wrong relationships, right? With men. Or even how I managed my money. Madaming nakakahiya. Pero, imagine mo kung hindi mo yan inamin sa sarili mo or hindi mo hinarap kung ano yung ano ka o kung ano yung pagdaanan mo. How will you move forward from it? How will you know what to address? Or how will you know how to tame your dragon when you don't even want to admit there's a dragon?
Ang ganda no, and I love that. You recognize that you have a problem. Kasi for example, I want to solve this. Then first recognize, ano ba yung problema? So you find the root cause.
Yes, it's parang root cause analysis lang yan, yes. Di ba? Parang, what is the problem? And acknowledging that the problem is something that you had decided on, chose, or participated in. Kasi posible din yung meron kang pinagdaanan but you don't wanna own it.
Ay, alam ko yan, coach. Yung it's never my fault. It's always the fault of this person. It's the fault of my parents. Yeah. It's the fault of my friends. You know, the people around me. But it's never my fault. Perfect ako eh. Wala akong pagkakamali.
Meron ako yan ha. Meron ako yan, Roma, before when because my finances weren't great or I couldn't, parang at the age of 36 or something, I had no financial wealth to show. And before, I would always blame my family kasi nga breadwinner. Lahat na lang ng savings ko napunta sa kanila. So blame. Until I realized, if I keep on blaming them, that means I wouldn't do anything to change my financial situation when the power to improve it, to transform it, to elevate was actually all within me. Imagine if I had stayed, if I had stayed in blame mode, eh, ano nangyari? Ano na mangyari? Hindi, walang uusad. Di ba?
Tapos blame ka niyang blame, bigay ka pa rin naman ng bigay. Di ba?
Oo, di ba?
Hindi ka naman nagbabago. That's why we have to give emphasis on, I have a problem and then what? Because when you put the and then what, it means to say you are open to maybe there's a way that we can change things.
Yes, there is always a way. Yun why. There is always a way. A lot of times lang, people are just so focused on the problem that they are unable to rise up and look around to see possible solutions, because there are solutions everywhere, all around us. If only we learn to just peel our eyes off the issue and start looking elsewhere for solutions, or sometimes start looking deeper within ourselves for the solution.
Pero coach, kasi diba napag-usapan natin kanina na ayaw mo, let's say there are people na ayaw pag-usapan yung past nila because it's so, maybe it's so dark or shady or whatever, and they don't want to go back to that memory, but they just want to move on with their life. Maybe because talagang nahihiya sila. But do you think that is also stopping them to reach their potential?
I would say it is a big obstacle. Malaking hadlang, malaking block yan. Why? If you don't wanna talk about it, you don't wanna face it, twofold yan eh. Number one, it's going to be forever skeletons in your closet. Something that's always there, that's always like...
It's gonna crawl behind your
mouth. Yeah, you cannot be to be yourself because there's always this thing that you are hiding or you are trying to keep away from others and even from yourself. Okay? What's the other thing about that? Maybe it's closure, or you will never find 100% peace. Because, again, no? How do you overcome the demons in your life, or how do you overcome the devil that would whisper about your past? Harapin mo, tapatan mo, at sabihin mo sa kanya, okay, alam ko kung sino ka. Okay, alam ko kung ano yung ginawa mo sa buhay ko. Okay, alam ko yung mga pagkukulan na nangyari sa akin noon. Remember, it's always about the past, eh. Diba? It's always about what has been done or what's been... Basta, kung ano yung natapos na.
And it, just imagine, coach, it's in the past, but ang lakas pa rin ang power niya sa present mo, no?
Yes, kasi ayaw harapin. Pero once naharap mo siya and you start naming the problem, naming the issue, the power will just diminish. It'll just melt away, because once na-confront mo siya, you know who you're up against and you know what you can overcome. Similar to what I said kanina, di ba? Paano mo aayusin kung hindi mo aharapin? How can you tame your dragon? Like what I said kanina. Addressing it and facing head on actually kills the power.
Naniniwala ako sa power ng closure, because the moment you decide to put everything, like magkaroon kayo ng closure, may it be a relationship, an episode in your life, you are removing the power from that person, from that experience, to influence or change your position, your decision sa present mo and in the future. And parang kahit maahalungkat nyo yan, yeah, hindi ko naman dinideny. Parang ganon. Hindi ko naman dinideny. Yes, ganon talaga ako.
Yun, Roma. Na kahit mahalungkat siya or maungkat siya, dahil na-address mo na siya, it will no longer trigger you. It will no longer bother you. Because you're done with it, you've settled it, and you laid it to rest, rather than stuffing it all in the closet of your head and your heart. Now, one day, you just don't know when an incident that's similar or has a pattern that's similar to the past comes up, you will get triggered or it will haunt you. That's why issues become patterns. Because if pag hindi mo siya inarap, life will always present to you something related to that past issue until you learn what you need to learn to overcome.
And that is why sometimes you feel like, ito na naman. Feeling ko umuulit-ulit lang to. This happened in 15 years ago and it's happening now. But maybe because you haven't learned anything from that experience, that's why life is giving you this. Parang, baka naman this time matuto ka na. Baka naman this time i-recognize mo na yung lessons from this, situation.
Yes. Yeah, so especially when it comes to like things about shame, right? Because shame is just a perception. Shame is just a perception. It's a, again, it's an akala or hinala. until you come face to face with what is causing the shame or triggering the shame, it will never leave.
There is such a thing as wala namang hiya. Like, sobrang, alam mo yung shameless naman. What is the difference of, you know, embracing your shame and owning your shame versus sobrang wala namang hiya?
Wala namang hiya. So maraming ano yan ha, marami din dimensions ang walang hiya sa Pinoy. Kasi walang hiya could be, I'm just really confident and I, kaya there's a term na unapologetic eh. I do not apologize for my past. I don't apologize for my situation. Or I don't apologize for my flaws because it is what it is. So there is such a thing as about being unapologetic and just carrying yourself forward with your head held up high. Not caring about what other people say. There is also naman yung walang hiya as in bastos naman. Yung walang modo, walang ethics. Right? So that's a different aspect naman. Yung practicing terms of being civil, being proper, being at the right place, or not overstepping other people. And that's a personality trait. That's a personality trait, yung overstepping or sobrang lantaran. But then again, if we would take off again all these labels, if somebody is just, you know, highly self-expressive, highest at the peak of self-expression, that it does not conform to society standards, itanong ko, i-challenge ko lang yan, eh. So what? So what if this person is different? So what if this person is unashamed of who he is or what she is, or how she dresses, how she speaks? That's hers or that's his. So why even bother yourself with that? Eh, buhay niya yun. Okay? So medyo extreme to because this is more already on the more accepting open-mindedness of a person. Unless that person steps beyond boundaries na nananakit na siya ng ibang tao.
Yes.
Alam mo yung causing physical harm, causing emotional damage, etc. Medyo ano na yun. Kailangan talagang
stop it. You have to, hindi naman control, okay. But you have to set like boundaries also.
Boundaries.
Yes.
Set boundaries talaga. But if that person is just living her life the way she wants to be happy or the way she feels, eh, buhay niya yun eh. So, huwag na natin problemahin kasi may sarili tayong buhay na kailangan isipin, di ba?
So, there is such a thing as being unapologetic. Unapologetic is something that's good. But meron din namang bad side of being, you know, wala talagang hiya. Meron nating din.
Walang modo, walang hiya.
Being like a jerk, ganon.
Oo. Yung, again, it's always in consideration of not just living your life for the sake of yourself, but there are also others that need to be thought about or need to be considered.
Yes, because you are a social being. Di ka lang naman isang, eh, ganito ako eh.
Yes.
I'm this person. Live with it or, yeah, deal with it or not. Wala akong pake sa'yo, parang ganun.
So the people who are like that, again, no, we also need to look at it as from the perspective of pag sinabi, eh, ganito ako eh, hindi mo na ako mababago. Or, but mo, diba, anong pake, alam mo, eh, ganito ako. I know of people like that, but they're coming from a fixed mindset. So, iba naman topic ko, ha? Fixed versus
closed mindset. Like, super connected siya talaga.
Yeah, there are so many things to talk about. But if a person is coming from a fixed mindset, like they will not change, they will not grow, they will not transform, kasi ito na ako, hanggang dito na ako, medyo fixed mindset yung mentality ng taong yun. Ang sasuggest ko, iwasan mo yung ganong klaseng tao. Kasi they do not want to grow, they do not want to evolve, they do not want to transform.
That will be on a different topic, pero you see, sabi nga namin ni Coach, ang daming nabubuksang, ano, it's a Pandora's box of, you know, topics talaga. Kasi, ano eh, complicated talaga siya. Shame, maraming cause, maraming ugat ito, and one affects the other. Coach, I want to ask you, kasi, you know naman, we live in the world of, ano, diba, ang laki ng hatak ng social media. And I have this feeling na in our own ways, you know, we are somewhat performing every time we make a content or a video sa platform of our choosing. And I remember in the past when reality TV, you know, was paving its way, and ang selling point ni reality TV sa atin is, oy, authentic yan. That's unscripted, di ba? That's real life. Later on, only to find out, hindi naman pala siya 100% na totoo. Because syempre, di ba, may scriptwriter, may producer, di ba? And unfortunately, I also feel that our very definition of authentic or authenticity or reality na-dilute na. Kasi di ba, may, ako dumating ako sa point sa social media na tinatanong ko, reality ba talaga to? Like, pagising mo, ganyan na yung makeup mo, pack na pack, ganyan. Talagang, ang perfect ng buhay mo.
I woke up like this talaga.
Ang perfect ng buhay mo, gigising ka ng alas 6, mag-workout ka, you'll have your vegan, you know, food and stuff. Napaning, in my mind, in my head, I'm already questioning my reality. Bakit hindi ganun yung realidad ko? Should it be like that? You know, yung ganun na pa-process, and I'm very sure that I'm not alone on that. Maraming tao ang maybe they also ask the same question, or maybe they have a different question. But for you, especially now in the time of social media, what does it take, or ano ba yung ibig sabihin talaga ng authenticity for you?
Can I first react to what you said earlier about people posting about this is their schedule, they're able to follow this, etc., etc. Two things, no? Number one, I really doubt if those people are able to follow that pack na schedule day on day, week on week, especially if they're female.
Yeah. Kasi coach, really honestly, na-try ko yun. Hindi ko kinaya kasi yung pagpo-post pa lang 2 to 3 hours na kinain na yung oras ko. Nag-makeup ako. Sabi ko, yes. Wait lang, mag-aayos pa ako, magsasaing pa ako. How?
Yes, right? It's, again, not real. It's a projection of maybe the ideal self. Why? To expect women to be consistent hour by hour, day on day, week on week, is not real. For sure, magbo-burn out yan.
Thank you, coach. Thank you talaga.
Yeah. Our bodies are not designed to be consistent. The fact that we have our monthly period, does that show you that our bodies are consistent? The fact that this week you're feeling your energy is so high, and then the following week, it's so good, and then on the third week, parang bumabagsak yung energy mo. The fourth week, parang ayaw mo nang gumalaw, ayaw mo nang bumangon, ayaw mo nang guluhin ka, di ba? You just wanna lie down, you wanna nap more, you just wanna lounge around the bed a little more compared to yesterday. Because our bodies have cycles. To push ourselves into that form of consistency is not healthy because we are going against the grain of our femalehood. Or womanhood. Ibang topic na naman to, Roma.
Pero alam mo, coach, it feels like an embrace for us women. Talaga. Thank you po! Ibig sabihin, hindi pala ako naaaning or hindi ako moody just because I agree kasi sometimes you wake up like you're full of energy the next week. Wala akong na-accomplish. Bakit ganun?
Yeah. It is. And that is how women are. Not like men who don't have monthly cycles. Men can be more consistent, right? But again, nababurnout din sila. Yung trying to follow everything on the dot and punto, no. Kaya ito ay parat ko sinasabi sa mga women eh, na stop trying to be like men. Stop trying to be like men. If men can do it because they're built genetically that way. We are built differently. We have a natural monthly flow. Kaya we need to flow rather than force. So that's the first thing. That's my first reaction. The second one, to be authentic is being what? Yan eh. Babalik ako dun sa question. So for you, kasi my definition of authenticity might be different from another person. So authenticity is really what feels like you. What feels more like you. So like ako, if you notice, my posts are not consistent. Because some days I don't feel like posting, eh, day I don't. Alam mo yun? Ito po siya pipilitin. I mean, di ba? Anong gusto mo? Ayoko naman na parang magpo-post ako just for the heck of it. or para lang may mema. Alam mo yun, para lang may mailagay ako. Hindi ako ganun eh. That's not my personal.
Yeah, or di kaya magpo-post ka ng ano, parang di ba yung mga quotes na sobrang uplifting, tapos ikaw, hindi ka naman uplifted while posting it. For me, ako, personally, ako coach, ayoko no. Like, if I post something, ibig sabihin, maybe at that moment, I am feeling that. I am feeling to yung moment na yun, kaya ako pinost yun. Pero ayoko nung go get it girl, pero ako parang ayokong gumalaw, tapos ipopost ko yun. Parang for me, ano yun eh, sinungaling ako sa sarili ko.
Yeah, so that's again, for you, that's not being authentic. For others kasi, they will post it actually because they need to tell it to themselves.
Oh yes, oo nga, pwedeng ganon. It's also a way of ano, inspiring, motivating themselves, ano?
So again, no, case to case yan eh. Parang if this is the message that will power me and fuel me through the rest of the week or the rest of the day, ipost ko nga siya. And it's not meant necessarily for others, but it's actually meant to hype them up. And possibly the following day, hindi na ganon yung message na kailangan nila. So what am I saying? Again, different strokes for different folks, no? Sometimes the very message that is posted out there may be the very thing that you are going through. It's the very issue that you're trying to overcome. Kaya ako minsan, hirap ako mag-post talaga. Hindi ako mahilig sa mga quote-quote. Kasi sabi ko, ano nga bang issue ko na parang gusto kong i-remind us? Wala ako maisip, diba? Na parang, okay. But sometimes meron, sometimes talaga wala, Roma. So, again, babalik ako dun sa authenticity is all about what feels real or what feels true to you. Maybe I'm going to post this message and only one person likes it or one person cares about it. Eh, they're good. Kung magpo-post ka, tatanungin ko rin yun, kung magpo-post ka, for what? Anong purpose?
Yeah, is it for likes? Is it for reaction?
Yeah, is it for like? Is it for me? Is it para patama sa ibang tao? Whatever that is, ask yourself, what's the purpose behind this? I know in terms of marketing, I used to be a marketer, but there has to be this kind of consistency.
Yes, cetera, the 30-day create content creator post.
It's annoying. Those are guidelines, but those are not hard and fast rules. Kasi you know what, Roma, at the end of the day, like ako, if you notice, I don't market myself aggressively or heavily because I have reached that stage that I just naturally attract the kind of clients I'd like to work with. Because with the kind of work that I'm doing as a transformologist and as a coach, I don't accept women left and right. Kung sino lang lalapit sa akin, game, go, fight! I'm very clear as to the kind of woman I'd like to help. So instead of trying and forcing and forcing and forcing, I just be. And they just naturally are drawn to me, or parang they contact me. They're the ones who reach out to me. Some people are like, really? Paano nagagawin? I know how I can help women. I don't have to shove it down their throats. Because I just say what I do. And if it resonates with them, then they come to me and reach out to me. Hindi yung kailangan kong bingwitin sila isa-isa. That's again, no, forcing rather than flowing.
Ang ganda nun, let it flow rather than forcing it. Do you feel that sometimes social media, or maybe most of the time, nakakahinder din siya in embracing ourselves wholeheartedly despite the message na be yourself on social media. This is the chance for you to showcase yung sarili nyo. Ipakita mo yung totoong ikaw. Do you sometimes feel na nagka-counter din talaga yung ginagawa mo sa social media?
Yeah. It's ano eh. It's, again, babalik yan sa ano ba yung purpose? Ano yung bawing purpose sa pagpo-post or sa paglalabas mo ng sarili mo out there? Sige, let me re-qualify. Yes and no yan. So, social media can be helpful in self-expression and getting yourself out there. But there's also a fine line about, so how do you put yourself out there? What kind of you do you put out there?
Exactly. Di ba namimili ka? Is it the the fun, for example, for me, is it the fun, Roma? Is it the
para ano yan? Babalik yan sa marketing, no? Ano bang branding mo?
Ano bang personal branding mo?
Yes, yes. But I used to advocate personal branding so much, okay? I used to talk about it. That's what you tell people. But then again, there's this always this other side that people don't know about, okay? So I will leave it at this. Choice mo yun. Do you keep the other side of you hidden from the public? Or are you ready to talk about, again, that other side of you? Yung other side of you na hindi maayos ang buhok, na walang makeup, na hindi maayos yung underwear, whatever that is, di ba? Parang if you're ready, then you're ready. If you're not, then you're not. But you don't have to force it. Ikaw yung makakaalam eh. What feels most aligned to your true self rather than what you're trying to project?
Do you also agree na a lot of us are afraid to live an ordinary life? Na parang hindi siya IG worthy. Hindi to ka post-post na buhay.
I would say that could be a generational thing. Like, the younger women might have that label na, oh my God, my life is not picture perfect. It's not so IG worthy after all.
Yung fiance ko, hindi siya nag-propose sa akin with the mob. Walang pa balloons, walang 100 roses. Bakit ganun?
Oo, di ba? O parang kung nag-propose siya, yung suot ko, ay ganito lang, right? It wasn't really my best OOTD. Okay, so whatever that is, ano eh, at natatanungin ko, again, ano bang intention mo? Right? To, again, pag-propose ka, tapos ganito yung sitwasyon, it wasn't as perfect as you wanted it to be or as flawless as you wanted to be. Ano ba yung intention mo? Is it to impress others? Or to just inform others that this is what happened?
Kumbaga, ang gusto mong i-portray is this is the kind of life that I am living. This is I'm living the best life.
Diba? Yung portraying a fairy tale life and trying to project it as much as possible for social. But again, so tanong ko, ano ba yung intention behind it? Is it, again, to project an image of perfection? Is it to project an image na worthy? I am worthy to be respected, to be followed, to be hyped, and to be adored because my posts are of this quality? No, but again, this is another topic, Roma, no? That's finding significance. Are my posts IG worthy? Are my photos really that good? Why? Why do you even question that in the first place? So, ano yan, it's trying to address a certain need of the person. Need for affirmation, need for acceptance,
validation,
and need for significance. There are 6 basic human needs, no? That Tony Robbins talks about this a lot in his own talks. But it really, that validation and significance is in the top 4. Okay? And it's very ego-based. It's trying to just feed your ego because this is your image or this is what you want people to believe about you. Then ask yourself, so totoo ba yan?
Yeah, is it authentic? Iyan ba yung talagang representation mo? Baka naman hindi talaga, diba? I want to give emphasis on this episode kasi talagang kung gaano kahalaga yung pagtanggap mo sa sarili. Kasi uulit-ulitin natin, sabit-sabit siya eh. Self-assurance, self-knowledge, self-acceptance, self-love, tapos yung mga factors outside. Mahalaga siya when you accept yourself wholeheartedly. And so, the question now, Coach, is paano nga ba? Like, what are the first steps or first step to embracing our shame and vulnerability? And paano by doing that, how can it empower their lives when they do that?
Because this is going to be like the whole, because I do workshops about this one, okay? I will make it short and sweet. Your shame is not you. Your shame is not you. In other words, your shame is not your label. Your shame is not your personality. Your shame is not your truth. shame is always attached to other people's perceptions or other people's standards. So I'm going to ask you, by whose standards do you choose to live? Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is, shame is only teaching us a lesson that we can overcome. Lahat ng mga bagay na mga pagkakamali na nagawa natin in the present or in the past, all of them just serve to give us realizations, eureka moments, and then what? And then what? There's always something to learn from the moments of shame. And once you find the lesson, you will find that the shame disappears. Number three, it might sound really gasgas, but when you learn to love and accept yourself more, I teach this in my coaching, I teach this in my workshop. When you learn to love and accept yourself, as in, accept talaga, as totoong acceptance, ha? Hindi yung acceptance here in the head, but acceptance na really embracing yourself for who you are and what mistakes you've had. Nako, that dissolves shame. Empathy for your own self is able to dissolve shame. What do I mean by empathy for your own self, Roma? It's just telling yourself, it's okay. All is well. If you notice those moments are just moments, eh. Yung mga moments of shame or kaya, moments of shame, nakakahiya, napahiya, they're just moments in your life. They're not sustained. Nasa utak lang natin yung akala natin panghabang buhay, kahiyan to. My gosh, you know, kung yung mga tao nga bilis makalimot ng mga news, yung news kahapon, nakakalimutan nila the following day. Sa tingin mo ba yung shame mo? They will remember it for the rest of their lives? When we just learn to look at ourselves with more love, more acceptance, and more forgiveness, that has the power to dissolve shame.
I love that. Thank you so much for coming to the show, Coach Reza. You mentioned earlier po that you are doing coaching. If they want to see you, hear from you, or if they want to know your programs, where can they follow you and where can they find you?
Yeah, so I am on Instagram and on Facebook. Just look for FemPowerPH, FemPowerPH. I'm also on TikTok. Just look for Coach Reza. I would also announce once in a while when I have my public workshops, because right now I'm kind of busy doing workshops for Malaysia, for women in Malaysia. So that's what's in my schedule right now. But for the Philippines, I am scheduling something within the next couple of months. So they just need to follow my pages to be in touch. And in case that they would want to experience or want to, you know, not just experience, but finally embark on personal coaching or experience my Transformology program, just feel free to send me a message on my social pages.
Thank you, Coach. I will make sure that everything is linked in the description box. And once again, Coach Reza of Empower PH, thanks for listening. If you love the episodes of the show, please leave a 5-star rating and a review on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Until my next episode, bye!